Hello everyone, my name is Dina and you're listening to Slavsvice, a podcast about Slavic languages. The very first topic that we're going to be talking about is billing of future tense in Slavic languages. And this is the first episode where we'll be covering South Slavic languages. So when we're learning a certain language, we often don't even pay attention to the way the tenses are built. I mean, I personally just try to learn how it is. For example, when I started learning English, I never thought, like, why do you say I will do my homework or I've done my homework or things like that? What does that represent? I mean, I never thought of it that way. I just went with it. I figured it has to be done that way and learn it, let's say, by heart. And it was like that with all of my other languages. I mean, but if you try to look at it from a different perspective, you may find out that there is a certain way languages build future tense, and that it actually has a background that kind of makes sense. For example, when we start with English, you may also have this problem, as I do, when I speak German. I want to build future tense with will, as I do in English. But in German, the verb wollen and ich will actually means I want. And it's odd. I mean, when you look at it, it can't be a coincidence, right? And, of course, it's not. That's how it works with languages. So the English will actually meant to want, but then went through numbers of changes that led to it becoming an auxiliary verb. So in the end, when you say you will do something, it actually means that you want to do it. But what about Slavic languages? Let's start with my mother tongue, Serbian or Serbo-Croatian. Or Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian, whichever you like the best. Serbian builds future with the clitic of the verb to want, which inflects for person and number. And there are actually two ways, well, actually three, but I'm going to mention just the two of them. So there are two ways of doing it. The first one is with the clitic of the verb to want. The verb to want is hteti. So this clitic inflects, as I said, for person and number. And for first person singular, it's chu. Second is chesh. Third is che. First person plural is chemo. Second chete. Third che. And then plus infinitive. This version is actually preferred, I would say, in Croatian and in, well, it's also used in Serbian, I can't say it's not, but I mean in colloquial word, I would definitely use the second version that I'm going to be talking about now. Subjunctive composition plus verb in present tense. So there you go, you're ready to build future tense in Serbian. Bulgarian and Macedonian also went that way, using the model clitic when building future tense. But instead of the clitic in Bulgarian and Macedonian, it's the verb that inflects for person and number. So for example, in Serbian you would say, so this is the first version that I mentioned and that is, well, used, I would say, in both Serbian and Croatian, as well as in Bosnian. So, ja ću, to being the model clitic, uraditi, infinitive of the verb to do, to, so I will do that. In Bulgarian, it's aš će napravija tova. So, še is being the model clitic, and it stays the same. It doesn't change. It's the verb that inflects, as well as in Macedonian. So, in Macedonian, is jas ki go storam toje. So the same situation, kje, which is the model clitic, stays, and the verb storam inflects. When we are looking at the development of future tense in Bulgarian and Macedonian, we can actually see that up until 19th century or something like that, both Old Bulgarian and Old Macedonian used to build the future tense the same way as Serbian and Croatian do. Auxiliary clitic followed by an infinitive of the lexical verb. But they eventually decided to go the other way. So what we saw is that South Slavic languages apparently have a thing for building future tense with the verb to want as an auxiliary verb. But then Slovene comes along, and yes, Slovene is a special one. Slovene does not build a future tense with the help of the verb to want. Instead, it uses the verb to be as an auxiliary verb, which again inflects for person and number, followed by a so-called L participle. So for example, you would say, if you consider yourself a man, you will say, Jaz bom naredil to. So, with the verb bom biti, naredil is L participle. But if you identify yourself as a woman, you will say, Jaz bom naredila to. Of course, we cannot forget that another dialect does the same thing. And it's Croatian dialect, Kajkavian. And it also builds future tense the same way. So for example, I think it's in Zagreb that they say bum, bum videl, bum došel, instead of saying ja ću doći, ja ću videti, so I will see, I will come. This is because this dialect is very close to Slovene, and some even say that Slovene is actually based on it. Well, not on the today's version of it, but you know, the ground form of it was the form that Slovene was then developed on. But where does this feature actually come from? Because as you can see in all the other South Slavic languages, an auxiliary verb is to want, it's not to be. If we take a look at all the other Slavic languages, which we will do in our next episode, we will notice the same way of future tense building. So it is likely that it is a consequence of Kajkavian being in contact with some Western Slavic dialect. I find it really, really interesting that those two, so Slovene and Kajkavian, went the other way. And that is pretty much it about future tense in South Slavic languages. Our next episode will focus on how Western and Eastern Slavs do that. So thank you for listening. You can always find me on Twitter under StankovicDina, or you can email me on slavicteaparty@gmail.com.